Have you ever wondered why the Bible often mentions the significance of the third watch of the night? Why do many Christians around the world gather for prayer around 3 a.m.? The answers to these questions lie in the profound spiritual benefits and blessings that come with these early morning prayers. Today, we'll explore the need for 3 a.m. prayers and the incredible benefits they bring to our lives, all grounded in God's Word. In the Bible, we find a recurring theme related to the third watch of the night. Matthew 14 verses 25 to 26 recounts the miraculous event of Jesus walking on water, and in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. The fourth watch is the period just before dawn, and the third watch is a little earlier, around 3 a.m. This biblical reference highlights that the third watch of the night is a time when the world is at its darkest, and the forces of darkness seem most active. It is a time when Jesus revealed his miraculous power and provided protection to his disciples. This is the time when we can experience God's intervention in our lives as well. Ephesians 6 verse 12 reminds us, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." The early morning hours, particularly 3 a.m., are when the forces of darkness are most active. Praying during this time allows us to engage in spiritual warfare, seeking God's protection against these unseen adversaries. In the darkness of the early morning, our prayers become a powerful weapon against the spiritual forces that seek to harm us. Just as Jesus calmed the storm on the Sea of Galilee during the fourth watch, we can call on him to calm the storms in our lives during the third watch. This is a time when we can declare victory over the spiritual battles we face. Mark 1 verse 35 tells us, "And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed." Jesus himself set an example of seeking intimacy with God in the quiet of the morning. 3 a.m. prayers allow us to draw near to God, commune with him, and develop a deeper relationship with our Heavenly Father. In the stillness of the early morning, our hearts can be more receptive to God's presence. It's a time when the distractions of the day have not yet entered our minds, and we can focus our attention solely on our Creator. Just as Jesus found solace in the early hours of the morning, we can find a deep and personal connection with God during our 3 a.m. prayers. Matthew 7 verse 7 assures us, "Ask, and it will be given to you, seek, and you will find, knock, and it will be opened to you." Praying at 3 a.m. demonstrates your earnest desire for God's intervention. God's miraculous power can be unleashed when you approach him in faith and humility during the darkest hours of the night. Expect the unexpected and believe for miracles in your life and the lives of those you pray for. Miracles often happen when we least expect them, and the early morning is a time when God can perform extraordinary acts in our lives. Just as the disciples were astonished when Jesus walked on water during the fourth watch, we can be amazed by the miraculous events that unfold as a result of our 3 a.m. prayers. God is not limited by time or circumstances, and he can bring about supernatural interventions that leave us in awe. Isaiah 43 verse 19 declares, "Behold, I am doing a new thing, now it springs forth, do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." When you pray at 3 a.m., you open yourself up to receive breakthroughs in areas where you've been struggling. God can make a way where there seems to be no way, guiding you through the wilderness of life's challenges. Breakthroughs often come when we least expect them, and the early morning is a time when God can lead us out of the wilderness of our circumstances. Just as the Israelites experienced God's deliverance through the Red Sea, we can experience breakthroughs that defy human understanding. Our 3 a.m. prayers become a conduit for God to make a way where there seems to be no way, bringing us out of the desert and into His abundant provision. Psalm 91 verses 5-6 affirms, "You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday." Praying at 3 a.m. is like putting on the full armor of God. Ephesians 6 verses 13-18, for your day. It's a time to seek God's protection for yourself, your family, and your loved ones from all harm and danger. In a world filled with dangers and uncertainties, our 3 a.m. prayers become a shield of protection. Just as God protected the Israelites from the plagues of Egypt, we can trust that He will shield us from harm, no matter the time or circumstances. Our early morning prayers act as a spiritual armor, guarding us from the arrows of adversity and the perils of the day. Let's consider a few real-life examples of people who have experienced the remarkable power of 3 a.m. prayers. Sarah had been battling a chronic illness for years, with little improvement despite medical treatment. Frustrated and in despair, she began praying at 3 a.m. daily, seeking God's healing touch. Over time, her health gradually improved, and she ultimately experienced complete healing. Sarah's testimony serves as a powerful reminder that God is our ultimate healer. Sarah's journey of healing is a testament to the restorative power of 3 a.m. prayers. Just as the woman with the issue of blood was healed when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, Sarah experienced healing through her persistent early morning prayers. This example encourages us to approach God with our physical and emotional ailments, trusting in His healing touch. John was drowning in debt, facing foreclosure on his home and bankruptcy. In desperation, he committed to early morning prayers, specifically asking for financial deliverance. Unexpectedly, a job opportunity with a significant salary increase came his way, saving him from financial ruin. This turnaround was nothing short of a financial miracle, reminding us that God is our provider. John's financial turnaround is a testimony to the provision of 3 a.m. prayers. Just as the disciples witnessed the multiplication of loaves and fish by Jesus, John experienced God's miraculous provision through his faithful early morning prayers. This story serves as a powerful reminder that God is not limited by our financial constraints and can open doors we never thought possible. Anna had a terrifying experience when she narrowly avoided a serious car accident on her way to work. Startled and shaken, she began to pray at 3 a.m. for daily protection during her commute. Amazingly, she found herself avoiding several potentially dangerous situations on the road, which she attributed to God's guidance and protection. Anna's story is a testament to the real and tangible protection that comes through 3 a.m. prayers. Anna's journey of protection is a reminder of God's watchful care in the early hours of the morning. Just as God protected Daniel in the lion's den, and the three Hebrew youths in the fiery furnace, Anna experienced divine intervention in the midst of life-threatening situations. Her testimony encourages us to seek God's protection and guidance during our daily activities, knowing that He is with us, even in the darkness of the early morning. As we conclude, remember that 3 a.m. prayers are not a magical formula for instant blessings, but a way to seek God's presence and guidance during the most spiritually significant hours. We encourage you to make 3 a.m. prayers a regular part of your spiritual life, not out of fear, but out of faith and a desire for intimacy with God. By praying at this crucial time, you open yourself to the possibility of experiencing miracles, receiving breakthroughs, and enjoying God's divine protection. The testimonies of countless believers affirm the transformative power of early morning prayers. So, set your alarm, wake up, and seek God at 3 a.m. Your life will never be the same. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you embrace the spiritual treasures that await you in the third watch of the night. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.